نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى الذين قال لهم الناس ان الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم ايمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله. Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited two verses from Surah Ali Imran, which is the third juz of the Quran Kareem. In this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to the attitude, the conduct, the strength of iman of the Sahaba. The Battle of Uhud took place after a victory, there was a defeat. One can imagine the mindset of somebody after a defeat. In a state of grief, feeling miserable. Whilst Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were returning to Medina to Munawwara, somebody came and told them that the kuffar, they have regrouped to launch another attack on the Muslims. That at that time, you're supposed to be full of fear. You're supposed to be running away. But Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to how the Sahaba have reacted. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ. The people were those that when people told him, Sahaba were those, when people told him, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. The people, the kuffar, they have gathered again for you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Go and give them this information and create fear in them. But then, Sahaba, they responded when they got this information. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is our best representative. They didn't focus on the defeat. They knew whatever condition come from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There was the wisdom of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the defeat in the Battle of Uhud, which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to in various verses of the Quran Kareem. Sahaba then again regrouped and they went back to a place called Hamra'ul Asad. They gathered there and they waited for the kuffar to come. You send somebody to instill fear in us that you want to attack us. We are not those that are going to run away. They went and gathered there. They opened up the market. They did business there. The kuffar heard that these Sahaba, these people, we tried to put fear in them thinking that they run away. They came forward themselves. What may happen to us? They got afraid and they went away. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then blessed those Sahaba there with lots of wealth. They did business. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. The Sahaba were those people that sought the Ridwan of Allah. Wherever they could get the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is what they have done. And that was the attitude of the Sahaba. Fridays, when the khutbah is given, the first khutbah, the second khutbah. You probably would have observed that nearly every Friday, whichever masjid you go to, you would hear this khutbah and this part of the khutbah. Names of the Sahaba. Arham ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr. وَأَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرْ وَأَصْدَقُهُمْ حَيَاءً عُثْمَانْ وَقَضَاهُمْ عَلِي. Then the names of the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be taken. Names of people from the Ahle Bayt would be taken. اللَّهُمَّ فِي لِلْعَبَّاسِ وَوَلَدِهِ مَغْفِرَةً ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً لَا تُغَادِرُ ذَنْبًا. All these names have been taken. There was great wisdom in our ulama inserting the names of the Sahaba on the Friday khutbah. You may not understand the meaning of it, but merely listening to the names of the Sahaba, at least you have a feeling that these are some great people. Repeatedly the name they mentioned. And until we don't have that azmat, the respect for the Sahaba, then we cannot benefit from Islam. We will not even understand Islam. We have to hold firm to the love of the Sahaba and the part and parcel, inseparable part of our deen. One very great illustrious Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The ulama of hadith have identified five Jabir ibn Abdullah's, all five were Sahaba. But the Jabir ibn Abdullah that I will be referring to and talking about, his father was Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Father and son, both of them were Sahaba. At the height of oppression in Makkatul Mukarrama, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Madinatul Munawwara to work among the people of Madinatul Munawwara. Invite them to Islam. Tell them about Allah. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala worked among the people of Medina, and within a short period of time, it was those 70 people, 70 men to women. They got ready to secretly travel to Makkatul Mukarrama and meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the valleys of Mina. In that delegation, among many people, was this father and son. Abdullah ibn Haram, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram, and his young son Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last portion of the night in the valleys of Mina by the Jabara. Father and son both took bay'at on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Uhud, the father called the son, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Haram, he called his son Jabir. He told to him, "You know, my son, you are my one and only son." He had 9 daughters. Six of them were unmarried, 3 were married at that time. He said, "You know that you are most beloved to me. From all the people, you are the most beloved to me. I think I got a feeling that tomorrow, when the war gonna take place, then I will become shaheed. I want you to do 2 things. One is that take care of your sisters. You're the one and only son. You're the only brother. Take care of your sisters. Second, there's a debt upon me. So take the responsibility of paying my debt out." The following day, the war started. Not long before the war has started, that Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave shahadat and martyrdom to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the books of hadith, it explained what had happened. The kuffar even disfigured him. They cut his ears and they cut his nose. When his janazah came in front, then Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being the only son, love for his father, feeling for his father. His father was already in the kafan, right in front. So he felt like looking at the face of his father. In the hadith it is mentioned, of Jabir himself says, "Aradtu an arfa'a thawb, fanahani qawmi." I wanted to lift up the kafan of my father, so that at least if you have look a glimpse of the face of my father. My people stopped me. They told me no. But I could not resist. Summa aradtu. Although the people stopped me, I thought, no, again, I want to open and see the face of my father. Again, they stopped me. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself came and he opened up the kafan of my father for me to see the face. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard somebody crying profusely and loudly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Man hada? Man hazihi? Who is this?" See, it was told that it is a bint Abdullah ibn Amr. That is the daughter of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala's sister. So that's when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he said, Lima tabki? O young girl, why are you crying? You know what is the status of your father? Your father's status is, مَا زَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُزِلُّهُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا حَتَّى رُفِعُ. From the time your father passed away, he's so close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent angels from the heavens that could spread his wings over your father until the kafan, the janaza would be lifted up. What high status Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given him. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father, Abdullah ibn Amr, and another person, Hazrat Amr ibn Jamuh. Apparently, he was a close family, and if I recall, he was also the brother-in-law. Now, those Sahaba that passed away in the Battle of Uhud, shortage of place, shortage of kafan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that two people or three people must be put together in one kafan and buried in one grave. So in one grave, it was Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram and also Amr ibn Jamuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala himself says that after 6 months, the place where he was buried, there was a stream running by or there was flood water passing by and that water would come inside the grave. So after 6 months, he, because that water was going in the grave, he decided to take his father out from that grave and bury him somewhere else. And when he did that after 6 months, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, فَوُجِدَا لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرَا كَأَنَّهُمَا مَاتَ بِالْأَمْسِ. When both of them were taken out, Amr ibn Jamuh and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram, when they were taken out from the graves to relocate them somewhere else, their bodies were not changed at all. And it is as though they just passed away yesterday. To the extent he says, Jabir says, مَا أَنْكَرْتُ مِنْ أَبِيشِيَنْ إِلَّا شَعْرَاتْ مِنْ لَحْيَتِهِ كَانَ مُسْتَهَمْ بِالْأَرْضِ. Says that, I didn't see nothing of my father changed. 6 months buried underground. Probably the body would have been disintegrated. Or some part or portion of the body would have been eaten up. See that 6 months, nothing of my father was changed. To the extent, it was only just some portion of his beard was like messed up with the ground because that was attached to the ground. And then he further says that when they changed the body, relocated, put both of them in different graves, further put together, but Abdullah ibn Haram was put in one grave, Amr ibn Jamuh was put in another grave. This is an incident that took place 6 months after that. This afternoon, I spoke to about Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman, radiallahu ta'anhu. So Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib told me that that place, Madain, is in Iraq, and he happened to also go there. And I did some research after that, and I found that there's two Sahaba. One is Huzaifa ibn Yaman. Then there's another Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Jabir. The Sahabi that we are talking about is Jabir ibn Abdullah. There's another Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Jabir. In the year 1923, in Iraq, the king at that time was King Faisal. He saw a dream. Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu telling him that come and save us. Come and save me and Abdullah ibn Jabir. The water for the Tigris is coming into our grave. He ignored the dream. But this dream came to him repeatedly. Then in order to test it out, he got somebody to dig between the Tigris and the graves to see whether water is really coming there. But he noticed no water. Again, he ignored it. But when he started getting these dreams repeatedly, then he gathered the senior people and the ulama of the time. When he presented this to ulama, another alim said, I too had the dream. And then they decided that they should remove them from the graves and try to locate them somewhere else. It was the season of Hajj. The news went out everywhere. But those Iraqi people that were in Hajj at that time, they requested that instead of doing this act on the day of Eid, make it on the 20th of Zilhajj. On the 20th of Zilhajj, Everything was prepared. Thousands of people have gathered there. It was something unique. It's a historical thing. Cranes were brought. Everything was prepared. When they took out the bodies from the qabr, and this is recorded everywhere, on all the medias, internets, Wikipedia, everywhere, it's recorded. When the bodies were taken out from the qabrs, these two sahaba, we are talking about more than thousands of years now. Not just 6 months, more than thousands of years. That the bodies were completely intact. Completely intact, to the extent that there were some scientists that were there. When they looked into the eyes of Abdullah ibn Jabir and into Huzaifa ibn Yaman, they find that there was a very radiant glow inside the eyes. And that led to them even accepting Islam. And after, when many people heard about it, they also were investigated, they also found out, and they also have accepted Islam. This was Almighty Allah Tabarakatala's way of showing that what is the position of the illustrious Sahaba. It is mentioned in the hadith that on one occasion Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Jabir radiallahu ta'ala grieving. He was sad. And he knew that is because of the relationship between him and his father, and obviously being the only son, you are going to be sad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Jabir, Afala ubashiruka ya Jabir? Should I not give you some glad tidings of Jabir about your father? See, you know what your father's position is? Inna Allah ahya abak. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given life to your father. Wa kallamahu kafafan. Allah spoke to your father directly. Ma kullima ahadun illa wara al hijab. Normally, Allah doesn't speak to anyone but through a veil. But to your father, Allah spoke to him directly. And Allah told your father one thing. Tamanna. Wish, desire, what do you want? Is there anything that you want? Jabir radiallahu Abdullah ibn Haram, you know, passing away in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there couldn't be anything more tastier to him than that. So he told to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, turaddini ila dunya fa uqtal fika thaniyan. Allah, give me life again. I died only one time in your path. Allah, give me life so I can go back in the world and get passed away and I can die in your path for the second time. Allah told him, innahu qad sabak annahum la yarji'un. Allah's decree is that once you came away by me, you don't go back. Say, Allah, I got another request. Allah asks him, what is that request? They say that, please convey to the people out there, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَا وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Tell the people, tell the ummah, those people that pass away in the path of Allah, they are not dead. They are alive. They got a unique life. People may not understand, but really they are living in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this to Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala to give him that encouragement, remove that grief and that sadness that was in him. Now, this few incidents of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His father told him, son, I got a debt on me. You must pay that debt out. His father had an orchard. When the season came to pluck the fruits and take out the fruits, all the creditors, they came and waited by the garden of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because he inherited from his father, or he was representing his sisters as well. But his father had a huge loan, and the creditors then came to a garden. He didn't know what to do. He knew that the deeds that will be taken out from there won't be sufficient to pay the debt out. He went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what his predicament is. I have to pay the debt out and the people are waiting there by the garden. And I know the deeds won't be sufficient to pay the debt out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, okay, I'm coming. He went by the garden. This hadith is in Bukhari, Childesani, Kitab al-Maghazi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, I'm coming. But before I come, فَبَيْدِرْ كُلَّ tabar. Collect all the dates in one place. When all the creditors, especially they were Jews at that time, when they saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming, in the hadith it comes, they started looking at Jabir with big eyes. What you made him come? You want him to talk to us? Nabi Karim didn't say anything. He walked around that heap of dates about two or three times. Then he sat next to one of the dates. Nabi Karim told Jabir, now the dates was not enough to pay the debt out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Jabir, start paying. And he said, he paid and he paid and he paid. Whatever was owed to anyone, paid everyone. He said, it was my wish and desire that all the debt be paid and I don't go home with one debt. But after having paid all the debt out, then the heap of debt remained as is, كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يُنْقَصْ تَمَرَةٌ وَاحِدًا, as though not a single debt was decreased from that heap. And the debt was being paid out, and this was the miracle that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and favor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Jabir ibn Abdullah. Another incident. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala witnessed many, many such incidents from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of their close relationship. The battle of Khandaq took place. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala was living in that area. One day came home. He told his wife, I perceive Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very hungry. Do you have anything to prepare for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So quickly she took out some dates, some barley to make some roti, and they had a lamb at home, they slaughtered it. Then Jabir radiallahu ta'ala's wife told to Jabir, go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring one or two people with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the word that she uses, she says, لا تفزحني عند رسول الله وبمن معه. Don't embarrass me in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and anyone else. In other words, I told you to bring one or two people, few people. Don't bring more than that, because at the end of the day, if the food gonna run short, then nobody is gonna tell you anything. They'll tell me. And that's what the woman folk at home, that's what they are worried about. That they must not be embarrassed. Everything must be up to that, to the T. And anything goes wrong, then the problem between the husband and wife. That's what happened even with Jabir radiallahu ta'ala and his wife. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam quietly and told to him that wife has prepared some food. Can you come home? Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, to his surprise, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called out, Ya Ahl al Khandaq, O people of the trenches, Ta'al, all of you come. Inna Jabir qad sana suran hayya halla. All of you come. Jabir prepared food for us at home. Jabir is saying he's walking with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but before he came to the house, he first walked in front first. You have to sort out the matter first with the wife. He went and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told to his wife that everybody is coming. She got angry with him. Didn't I tell you mustn't disgrace me, mustn't embarrass me? He told her, what must I do? Nabi Sallallahu made the decision. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu then told to Jabir, tell your wife not to remove the pot from the fire and also get another woman to help to make more roti. Nabi Sallallahu came in the house by the pot and Nabi Sallallahu read, blew into it. Nabi Sallallahu told, right, tell the people to come start eating. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, food that was sufficient maybe for 3 or 4 or 5 people. He says that the hadith is that فَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ قَدْ أَكَلُوا حَتَّى تَرَكُوهُ وَانْحَرَفُوا. I take a qasam in the name of Allah. 1,000 people ate and حَتَّى تَرَكُوهُ, they left the food, they went away. وَإِنَّ بُرْمَتَنَا لَتَغِتْ. The container of food, it was still boiling with food. And the food never decreased. This is what the Sahaba witnessed. So why would the iman and the attachment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be so close? Another incident before I terminate. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from war and he saw Jabir radiallahu ta'ala riding a camel. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking for excuses to do some kind of favor to Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. He knew his financial situation. Sometimes when you somebody going to financial problems, then don't put that person in an asking position. Don't put him in an ask. Don't wait for him to ask. You understand? And give him in a dignified way. Make it look as though you need, not what that person needs. That's the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was riding the camel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, you will you sell that camel to me? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, okay, I'm buying it for 1 oqiyah. 1 oqiyah is 40 dirhams. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then noticed Jabir is going fast. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, Tazawwajta? Did you get married? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Imagine Allah the Rasul didn't even know that Jabir was married. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, who you got married to? Ya Rasulullah, I got married to Sayyib. a woman that was an elderly woman, a woman that was probably previously married. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, Bikran tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk. Why didn't he get married to a younger girl? She would play with you, you would play with her. In other words, that the younger a girl is, the more active she would be. So why wouldn't jinn make that choice? That's when he told the haqiqah, the reality to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was a young person, and a young person would want to get married to a young girl. But he said, no, I've got 6 unmarried sisters at home. I didn't want to get married to a young woman that would be equal to my sisters. I wanted to get married to somebody that's more elder and senior that could serve as a mother figure for my dear sisters. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then approved of that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard what Jabir radiallahu anhu says. When he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he came. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already reached Madinah Munawwara. Now the camel that he was riding was the camel of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bought it. He went to deliver the camel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was already in the masjid. So he met Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, you came now? He said, yes. So, okay, leave the camel belongs to me now. You go make wuzu and go in the masjid and read namaz. See, he made wuzu, read namaz. He came back. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Bilal, get the money ready. When the money came, Jabir finished his namaz. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is your money that I owed you, 1 oqiyah, 40 dirhams. Once he gave the money, he said, right, now take your camel also and go. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked for that opportunity to make ihsan on Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Brothers, there's one very important lesson we learn from Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not to be self-centered. Don't only worry about yourself. Being a young person, he had a responsibility of paying his father's debt out. So he stood for that responsibility and did it. And second, he could have got married to somebody young. A young person got passion, desire. He would want to get the best girl of his choice. But he didn't do that. He made the sacrifices to facilitate for his sisters. And this is what we learn in the seerat of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sometimes in family situations, you need to make adjustments. Whatever your position, you may be the eldest person, or you may be the eldest brother, or you may be the only brother, or you may be the brother that's probably most financially able. Whatever is your family situation, you are in a position to be able to reach out to help and assist other people. Don't be selfish. Don't say, it's my life and they got their own life. You come out, you reach out, you try to help. And this is what life is all about. That you don't live for yourself. You live for the next person. You empower the next person. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala lived. He looked after his sisters. He probably got them settled. He provided for them. And this is what we understand. That in our own personal situations also, that try to see how you can bring comfort to the next person. In a family situation, if you need to make some kind of adjustment for your siblings, for your family members, then that is something that we should do. And when you empower the next person, you yourself feel empowered, because the hidden potential comes out to see that the next person is getting comfort because of me. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to learn from the lessons of these great illustrious people. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put the azmat, the respect of the sahaba deep down in our hearts. I told that on the day of Qiyamah, when we present ourselves before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our iman is weak. Our amal is weak. We've got nothing to present to Allah. One thing we can tell Allah, Allah, we love you. We love your Rasul. We love the sahaba of your Rasul. And with that barakat of that, Allah, you please forgive us. And it's not far-fetched that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for that love that even Allah have for the sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,